This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find your next ride at AutoTrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Certainly is. Time for Grab Bag here on Jones and Keefe. Grab Bag is brought to you by Awaken 180 Weight Loss. And Jones, the baseball playoffs roll on. And last night it was NLCS Game 2 where the Dodgers got another incredible pitching performance in their 5-1 win over the Brewers. So the Brewers' dream season getting towards the brink as they trail 2-0 and they head to L.A. for Game 3.
Yeah, not getting any easier for that team. I'll tell you, we were dumping on Milwaukee early. We got a lot of blowback on Milwaukee, but we haven't heard from that one account since the NLCS has started. No, we have not.
Boring!
You want excitement? Shove this up your stocking! So tell your folks, buy me!
Grab bag!
Or go to hell!
Celtics preseason wraps up tonight. Final game of the preseason for the Celtics, taking on the Raptors at home. Next week, they tip off the regular season against the Philadelphia 76ers, or whatever is standing from the Sixers. They're always hurt, perennially hurt.
I don't think there's much left there. Is Paul George, he's not healthy.
I wouldn't count on PG-13.
Embiid's never healthy.
No.
Is Maxi even back? I'm not even sure. Get ready for that.
Kind of a bit of a mess.
But you want Pritchard off the bench. This is one of the things that you were saying we talked about it earlier.
We'll get Terp's take
next
week on that.
Week,
yeah, what he wants to do with him.
Catherine Zeta-Jones. She dips beneath the grab bags. Ooh.
Bruins are off.
That's a workaholics reference.
Good. Deeper cut.
Yeah.
Bruins are off until tomorrow. They're probably still up from the night before as they are in Vegas right now getting ready. Team bonding. And then they will they'll take on the Golden Knights
team
tomorrow.
Bonding.
Yeah.
The craps tables.
Yeah.
You know, the blackjack tables.
Yeah.
The slots.
Yes.
Among other things.
Okay.
Yeah.
I got my first
grab bag.
Boyed at the five and done.
Grabbed. Grab bags.
Was a summer of 69.
I don't know if you saw this little tweet beef going on yesterday between Dave Portnoy from Barstool and Jared Carabas, formerly of Barstool, back and forth for the ages. Now, I feel like on Twitter, maybe you respond once or twice. After that, it's like, it's over. Especially if it's people who have each other's numbers.
Yeah.
Like, just figure it out later.
Yeah.
They did not. And I saw this pop up, and it was maddening because they weren't just responding to each other. They were, like, quote tweeting each other. So it was a nightmare
to follow.
Makes
it hard
along.
To follow.
But I did. I was sitting there on the couch. I'm like, I'll see what's going on with
so
these two.
So it all began from Ryan Russillo, who's now working with Portnoy.
Yes.
A gripe that Portnoy and Russillo have that Spotify wouldn't release their subscriptions,
their RSS
feeds.
So basically you have to have a new channel and subscribe to
which
a new thing.
Which is annoying because you have to start from scratch from an audience that you built up.
Yeah.
And I guess Carabas quote tweeted that, Dave crying about it.
And was like, who would do such a thing? And then it was a long back and forth, insults flying, and even like old text messages between the two.
Yeah, receipts.
And then I think Carabas, the way I read it, was like, oh, I didn't have all this information, nothing
and
to see here.
Kind of tuck tail?
Yeah.
Got it.
That's what it seemed like.
because he was like, you kept these from me. And then Portnoy was like, no, the business side of it kept it from him.
Which is the business side is also keeping.
Right. It's not Bill Simmons being like, you can't do this. Right. It's Spotify being like, you can't do this. So perhaps much ado about nothing, but it was a lot of back and forth. People were weighing in, and I thought it was
quite
entertaining.
Now, did he say, laughed at the idea of what Carrabba's was asking from Barstool?
Yeah, Carrabba's wanted like millions of dollars from Barstool, who at the time was owned by Penn, mm-hmm. Penn Gaming or whatever. Mm-hmm. And Portnoy was like, Penn laughed at it. And then he's like, you got money from DraftKings. And he's like, didn't last very long. No surprise. Like, you just kept getting hitting him with shots.
Which is a good shot.
Hitting
him
with body
but
blows.
But I do feel like he got a good payday from DraftKings from what I've heard.
So yeah.
I don't quite know how much of a dig that was, but sure, yeah.
It was a whole back and forth.
Yeah, it was. And it really was.
And then he's like, I gave you all your other stuff back. Like, yeah, I don't know. It was a whole mess. Yeah. Well, it was enjoyable.
Want to hear the most annoying sound in the world?
Gold Glove finalists have been announced, Jones, by Major League Baseball. Rawlings.
Yeah.
Rawlings. They're giving out these
Rawlings. Sounds like we're talking about New Orleans.
So there's three finalists for each position on the diamond.
Okay.
The Red Sox
Plus
have.
There's a platinum glove. Yeah.
Red Sox have how many nominees? Finalists, I should say.
I saw.
You
so
saw
I,
it?
I saw,
it.
So I
oh,
know.
This would be good trivia.
Three.
The Red Sox have three finalists. They are Carlos Narvaez.
Uh-huh. Rafael Abreu. Yeah, I saw.
Seydon
yeah.
Rafaela. Yeah. And Willy Abreu. There may be people listening who haven't seen it, Jones. Yeah. That's why we want to talk it out right now. But congratulations to all of those guys. All very well deserving.
Any snubs? Bregman snub?
No.
Not a snub.
He had too many errors early and then didn't play enough games.
Yeah.
So not a snub. I know Alex Cora would say they actually are really good defensively.
Oh, they're great defensively is what he would say.
I saw two of those nominees almost kill each other in a game trying to catch a fly ball. But either way. All right, this is going to get controversial, Jones. We don't weigh in on politics too often,
oh
but this is big
gosh.
News. This is big local news.
Okay.
President Donald Trump has threatened to take World Cup games away from Boston. Because as you know, the World Cup games are going to be played in Boston. I don't care if you hate or love Trump or hate or love Mayor Wu. It doesn't really matter. But it is funny to me that they're threatening to take games away from Boston when they're played an hour away.
Yeah,
they're playing in Foxborough. They're scheduled to be played in Foxborough North America's hosting the World Cup.
He's probably listening to Cam Schlittler and the way he views the map of Massachusetts.
Probably. I was like, wait a minute, where are these games going to be played? So in 2026, North America is the host. So it's a bunch of U.S. cities. I think one in Mexico, maybe two in Canada.
Yeah, no, I do love that, too. It's like Mexico City, good.
Yeah.
Let's play games in Mexico City. Yeah, yeah. That's fine. But because of some car rallies in the South End, we're going to take games away from Foxborough.
It's a little too dangerous here in Boston, so we can't play games in Foxborough. I was like, all right. And then all the articles that I read were like, he can't even take the games away.
Well, he can lean on the FIFA officials.
He can talk to FIFA.
Yeah.
But it has not really worked out. So we'll see. TBD on those games. Right, so if you have tickets, I don't know what to tell you.
Yeah, it's not. That was too political.
Sorry, I know. Yeah, listen, we're going to get some mean texts.
Yeah, we are.
Some angry texts coming in.
I want to grab. I want to grab bag.
All right, Mike Gesicki, former Patriot great, has been placed on IR by Cincinnati with a pectoral injury.
Oh, ouch.
Oh, the pectoral. Okay. Yeah.
You gotta fight for your right to grab bag.
All right, your horror movie of the day, Jones. Time for the horror movie of the day. I'm going with a film you can watch currently right now on Netflix.
Not Tubi.
No,
could
Netflix.
Could be Tubi as well.
Okay. It might be on Tubi. Tubi has everything.
Apparently.
This is on Netflix. It is a Korean zombie movie called Train to Busan, which might be one of the greatest zombie movies ever made.
Really?
Yeah, it's on the short list. Night of the Living Dead is like the most well-known. Dawn of the Dead is obviously very, very good. 28 Days Later, 28 Years Later are very, very good. Train to Busan, some can make the case.
Not Rushmore.
Yeah.
Wow.
Would be on the Rushmore of zombie movies.
Okay, good to know.
Yeah, good one.
Huh.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is. With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk.
Crazy weather we're having.
No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer. First 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Grab bag on Jones and Keith. Grab bag on Jones and Keith. Grab bag. Grab bag on Jones and Keith. Grab bag on Jones and Keith. Do 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 do. Grab bag on Jones and Keith.
We are getting Russell Westbrook for his 18th NBA season.
I thought he was going overseas.
No, he is going to the Sacramento Kings. Sacramento Kings.
Nice.
More Russell Westbrook.
Okay. My father-in-law can go watch him play, so I guess. Yeah.
Cross them off the list of contenders. Not happening.
Turn on the radio and you'll see two radio hosts playing grab ass. Grab bags make the sports game fun for each and every one.
Yeah. All right, Jones, let's find out who the best baseball performer was from Tuesday, October 14th. Was it Teoscar Hernandez, 2-for-5 with a home run? Was it Kike Hernandez, 2-for-3 with 2 runs scored? Was it Jackson Chirio, 1-for-4 with a home run? Was it Max Muncy, 1-for-4 with a home run? Or was it Yoshinobu Yamamoto, 9 innings, 1 run, 7 Ks?
Him, for sure. Yeah.
He did well.
It's time for Jones and Keefe's
Random Brandon Phillips,
Eduardo Nunez,
Curtis Luskanic,
Baseball Player of the Day.
All right, fellas, we have a ball player who played shortstop.
Okay.
Played shortstop and was a 2-time All-Star as well as runner-up for Rookie of the Year. Played for 3 teams.
Okay.
In a 15-year major league career, Texas, Oakland, and Chicago White Sox.
Texas, Oakland, White Sox. Can I get a, what was the start and finish to his career?
09
to 23.
To 23. A real recent vintage. He had a 42 steal season.
Oh, that's nice.
That's
okay.
A juicy meatball. He had a lot of 30 steal seasons, a lot of 20 steal seasons, 347 career swipes. Only 102 home runs, although somehow had 20 in 1 year.
Huh.
So he's a member of the 2020 club. Got that going for him.
Okay.
269. Nice. Career batting average.
Where was he an All-Star?
Texas. Both times.
Both times?
Both times with Texas.
Elvis Andrus?
He got it!
Elvis Andrus.
I only remember him in Texas. I don't remember him playing for anybody else.
Yeah, he went to Oakland, and then he finished his career with the White Sox. Yeah.
Okay.
Nickname was Commando.
Was it?
I think so.
A guy with the name Elvis, his nickname was Commando?
Just call him Elvis. Yeah. Sweet name on its own.
I feel like
you don't really need to go crazy.
Okay. Yeah. Twitch chat had it before me for sure.
Yeah. All right, just throwing a couple easy ones.
No, man. That was an easier vintage than we normally get. That is true. I like a guy who'd swipe you a bag.
I was looking at big steel guys.
I didn't
realize. We've done most of them.
I didn't realize. we've gone through most.
We have a lot of the steal guys. Big steals and saves guys, we kind of have done most.
Yeah, well, I feel like I do better anecdotally on the steals guys than the saves
steals,
guys.
Steals, saves, and all-star snubs, we got them all covered.
Yeah, it's
yeah,
true.
We're pretty much across the board have hit on them all. So.
We could get our steals and saves league from years ago going again.
Bring that back?
Yeah,
well, we did the Dong League.
We had the Dong League this year.
I'm surprised you actually mentioned it.
Yeah, did we ever update? We never really updated that at the end of the year. I guess that's what happens when Terp just runs away
keeps
from
it. Charge a grab bag.
That's a good point.
Well, listen, keep buried.
Keep buried that deep.
Doesn't have to be a grab bag item.
Deep in the floorboards.
There's a lot of opportunity to talk about that if you guys so choose.
But okay, Elvis Andrews.
Yeah, Elvis Andrews. Congratulations.
Is the random ball player of the day. Congrats to him every day in the grab bag.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing is precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Heather is a nurse practitioner from United Healthcare.
We meet patients wherever they live.
During a house call, she found Jack had an issue.
Jack's blood pressure was dangerously high.
It was 217 over 110.
So they got Jack to the hospital and got him the help he needed.
He had had a stent placed in his heart, preventing a massive heart attack.
If it wasn't for my guardian angel, I wouldn't be here.
Hear more stories like Jack's at unitedhealthcare.com. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan. Area limitation and exclusions apply.